Hi, my name is Desiree Sims, and thank you for those of you who are joining in with me now today at 4 o'clock for our Blog Talk show segment. And I also would like to thank any of you that will have to view this layer later on with either the podcast or the links that I've sent through my groups, and that's also located on my blog. So you'll be able to look at it. Just because you missed it now doesn't mean that you won't be able to look at it later. And typically after each show, I go ahead and I well, if there's information you think that you may have listened to, go to the blog and you can read it. If there were any questions or anything I made any kind of comments about or information was given, then you'll see that in the summary. And so I'm going to go ahead and get started. Today we're going to be talking about blogging. And I really love blogging because it gives you an opportunity to get your ideals and your thoughts across based on a topic that you really have a passion about or something that you really enjoy. I recommend blogging on something that you do have a true interest in, because you're going to hopefully be blogging on a regular basis, and you're going to be building up a group of individuals who will want to follow your blog. And so you need to make sure that you keep information current and that you also are kind of blogging on a daily basis. And then your blog, you will decide on how you want to represent yourself through your blog. And so if you're going to be, let's say you are an activist for a cause, you know, so maybe that's what your blog is centered around. And so that's kind of what, you know, that may be the view for your followers, is that you are advocating for a particular area, or you are promoting a particular website, or you're promoting your particular interest. And so you want to give that some thought, because you're going to also need to decide what you want to name your blog. So one of the two things that I wanted to talk about are the two different blog platforms that I utilize. And I utilize them because I don't have a lot of technology per se to like design my own website, which, you know, you can go out and try to do something like that. And a lot of times, you know, you can get a blog that's included in that. But I kind of stick with what I already know. And so I typically use Google Blogger, and I also use WordPress. So that's where most of my blogs will come from. And also my websites that I have are pretty much based on WordPress, because it's just easier to blog and, you know, to work on the appearance of your blog either through Blogger or through WordPress. And Blogger, you know, it's very, you have to have a Gmail email to be able to, you know, to be able to do Blogger. And so I use my Gmail address to be able to blog, because your blog is going to be attached to Blogger. And I'm going to tell you a reason for that later on, because we're going to talk about that and the reason that you need that email. The next thing, for both Blogger and for WordPress, they have many widgets or gadgets that you can incorporate into your blog. And it kind of helps to, no, it doesn't kind of, it really does improve the look and the feel of your blog. And so you'll kind of play around with that. One of the things that, you know, you want to do is make sure that you are writing good content. And so we all sometimes do it, you know, you're going really fast and your mind is on something else that you're doing. And so, you know, maybe you've got a typo or whatever. And from what I've learned from being in school is that, you know, those typos, you want to make yourself professional and be professional in your speaking and in your writing. So you do need to look out for those typos as you know you are preparing your content for your blog. My recommendation for anyone that is going to start off with either Blogger or WordPress, make sure that before when you're posting, you can post and send a post just like you do on Facebook or, you know, other platforms. But for your blog, if you're going to be utilizing this blog to get a thought across or to promote a product or to promote your particular brand, then you're going to want to make sure that you, I always do a blank document in Word, or either I will use my email drafting mode to be able to create the content, what I want to blog for that particular day or for that particular blog. So I'll have that already written down, and then I have a spell checker through Grammarly that is located. It's already on my computer, and so it kind of checks, like, you know, your outgoing emails. It'll check, you know, for misspellings. You can also do that in Microsoft Word. You can make it to where Microsoft Word will look at some of those common typos that maybe that, you know, you may be making, so that you can correct those before you post it as content in your blog. And another thing like to do when you are doing your draft, that's when you get your ideals of where you want your blog to go. If you are, if you have affiliate links, let's say you are promoting, like for me right now, I'm doing Sellin.com, and I'm an affiliate marketer for them. And so what that basically means is that they are the merchant, and I will blog content based on, you know, what their programs, you know, what they have available, you know, any type of promotions they're running. Those are the type of things that I will blog on that particular, you know, for that particular blog. And so the information is centered around what I found, what I've researched. It kind of helps if you are actually buying from the merchant that you are promoting, or you've done some real good research of, you know, how others feel about that particular product. And I happen to like Sellin.com, and you could read my blog and you can find out, you know, the reason behind that. So, you know, it's interesting to me. And at the same time, I can grab like my, you know, any type of links or anything like that. I can put that into my draft. And then once you get into your blog where you're going to actually be posting and, you know, copy paste however you would like to do it into your blog, you can hit the preview and kind of see what that's going to look like to an individual that visits, you know, your blog. And you want to make sure that it looks good. And, you know, sometimes it can be, you really have to look at it, do the preview, and don't do like I do, have done sometimes. And I went ahead and just hit, go ahead and publish it. And I went back and I had to delete it because it looks awful in my eyes. So if it looks awful to me, then it's probably going to look awful to someone else that actually is going to have to view the material. And you don't want your merchant that you are promoting to, you know, you want to be credible for them and have a rep and build a reputation that they want to continue to utilize you. The other thing that I will say about blogging is that make sure that when you do your posts and everything, keep a copy of that Word document or your email postings. I have like a little file that I have inside of my Gmail account. You can do it that way, or you can have a file on your computer, you know, with all of your postings, and, you know, make sure it ties to whatever particular blog for that particular content. And the reason that you want to do that is because sometimes, you know, technology goes away, or maybe, you know, for whatever reason, the blog is no longer functional for whatever, you know, whatever's happening with it. And so you want to at least be able to keep your content, because you can always, you know, do another blog with your content. But if you lose all your content, then you're starting from scratch and you don't want to have to do that. So make sure that you keep copies of that. And I like to date mine. And so, for instance, today is May 20th. And so when I post the information about my Blog Talk Radio show today, that will be the date for today. It'll be May 20th. And so I can easily see, and, you know, anyone, when you're archiving or looking at previous episodes of a podcast or blogs, you'll be able to see that particular date. And, you know, and that's just helpful, you know, to be able to know what you're doing. And also for me, I did this segment of a show, and I'm going to do another one again because I've got some different kind of content that I want to put on. But it also, I have a schedule for myself based on what I want to do as an entrepreneur and as, you know, for my business, which is Rich and Rich Home Opportunities. You know, what type of things do I want to promote? And so I have my blog and I have my website. I work on them constantly, and I've been working on them for, you know, for some years. And those of you who have listened to my podcast, which they, you know, they're still available, and, you know, through Blog Talk Radio and, you know, through iTunes, you can always see those episodes or listen to those episodes again. But I write down and I outline what I want to do for the day to accomplish, because many times we have calendars, and we do calendars for a lot of different things, for like doctor's appointments or for our work schedules. But also you need to be doing that for your business also, and for your merchants, if you're going to sign up to be an affiliate marketer, or if you're going to be representing, you know, a company via your blog. So they want to see that you don't want to blog and then never blog again for like a year, because you're not going to really be building on your blog, and people will not really know how much you're credible about what you're blogging if you're only going to blog one time and they never hear from you again. So you need to think about what you're going to be doing for the day. And sometimes I'll come up with an ideal and I'll go ahead and I'll write that down. You know, is it ideal, something I can work on and see how I can fit it into my blog or into my website. Okay, so that's the first thing. So you can use Google Blogger, which I particularly love Google Blogger, because that's kind of how I started off blogging. I blogged with them, and then I heard about WordPress, and then I made some beautiful WordPress blogs utilizing my account at the time, but I was a newbie, and so I didn't know a whole lot about it. I know a whole lot more, and I'm still growing in my knowledge base, which is good, because you should always be learning and you should always be growing, because technology changes minute by minute sometimes, and so you want to stay up on it. And the only way you do that is that you continue to experiment, you continue to try, and continue to work your model based on, you know, what you want to accomplish with your blog. Okay, now the next thing, the next part of the show talks about monetizing your blog, meaning how do I, you know, okay, so I've got an idea. I know I want to be an affiliate marketer. I want to do these things. How do I make money from my blog? And I know there's a lot of people that will talk about like the skip pitch, and, you know, if you get so many people, that's not what my focus is on. Basically, what you need to do is that, first of all, set up your blog or your website with good content that matches whatever your passion is for. If your passion is for jewelry and you've got, you know, a blog, I've seen wonderful blogs on jewelry. I've seen wonderful blogs on makeup. That just happens to be one of my interests. So those are the blogs that I gravitate towards. And, you know, anything about entrepreneurship and things of that nature, I gravitate towards. And so my blogs are centered around there. Google, they have a program called AdSense. And AdSense basically is you giving permission for Google to put ads on your website or your blog. And you just don't get to put AdSense on your blog just because you want AdSense on your blog and you have no content. It won't work. They want good content that matches up with your blog, and the ads will also coincide with your blog. And with AdSense, you know, it's through Google, so it's through a Gmail account that you will log in, you know, to check your AdSense account. Also, to how you want to be paid, that's something that you would also do through your AdSense account. The blog has to be reviewed, so you can't go in, unless you've got content that's just readily available that you've been working on. Maybe you've got all of these Word documents or these emails that you've been saving for that particular blog that you want to do, that's one thing that you can, you know, make the blog posts and the pages or, you know, however you're going to blog. But then the AdSense team, they will have to review your blog to see if you are, one, not violating any of the policies of the blogging, and you can research that, you know, at a, you know, different time. And then also, what is your content? Do you have enough content to actually have a blog? And for me, you know, I do social media and I do the blogging and I have my website, and I've been doing that for quite some time for me. So I have a lot of content, and I'm making new content because obviously things change and things are evolving. So AdSense is a way that you, if you want to monetize your blog because you would like to make money on your blog, that is a possibility. And the ones, people that are really making money with their blogs, they are consistently writing content that is valuable to individuals, and they have those ads, and their blog has been, you know, blog or website has been approved to run ads from AdSense. And so you can do a lot of research in AdSense. That's a whole nother topic in itself to research on. Another way that you can monetize your blog is if you are, you know, an affiliate marketer, and anybody that's an affiliate marketer will know this. You can, you know, apply to a merchant program to see if you can be an affiliate marketer for them. And they're going to kind of want to know what you're going to do to actually market them. And the way you market them is how you're going to be basically getting paid yourself as well. Because if you can't get anybody to come to your blog or to your website, then you're not going to make any money doing affiliate marketing either. So you're going to have to make sure that you are doing it consistently. I've looked at some blogs that I've had for like a couple of years, and I mean, they still make money for me. And the amount of money you make is going to be the amount of time and the amount of research and the amount of effort that you want to put into it. For me, when I apply to a merchant, I tell them what things I'm going to be doing, you know, to promote my website, where they're going to be located. Have they approved my website? You know, all of those factors are taken into account when you are blogging, if you would like to make money from your blog. And so I think that's very helpful, both when you do your website or your blog through Blogger, you'll get a blog spot. That'll be part of your URL, meaning part of your, like mine is Rich and Rich Home Opportunities Biz at blogspot.com. That's one of the ones I've had like forever. And so that's one of the ones that I keep. So that's what mine, that's what it is. And so I just kind of go into my Blogger and I look at, like, you know, where can I put the AdSense ads? I review the AdSense because, you know, maybe the policies have changed. And then they have a lot of wonderful tools that help you kind of guide you along. Also, if you're going to do affiliate marketing, I use Share Sales and I use Commission Junction. Those are the two main ones, but there's a lot out there. You have to decide which ones you want to promote after you've done your research and see if that's something that is going to keep your interest and keep you blogging. But also, when I apply to these programs, the ways that I network and the ways that I promote, advertise, marketing is by my business cards, my brochures, flyers, doing my blog talk segment, maintaining my presence on Facebook and on Twitter. And I also have a Ning network that, you know, I'm working on. I had one from before, but you have to avoid networks that are going to be just basically just spam. You know, it's a bunch of stuff that, you know, get rich overnight type scams, or, you know, just a sundry of other things that if you don't want that to be a part of your baseline, then you don't want it to be a part of it. But you can create sites, and a lot of sites are really cracking down on people that just spam and that are just there just to promote, you know, some kind of fly-by-night operation versus someone that's actually promoting something that you can go and you can research. And I like to promote things that have stood the test of time, meaning they have been around. They're not a fly-by-night operation. They've been here for the long haul. And programs, even when I'm joining programs, and, you know, and I'm doing content, I want to be a part of programs that have been around for a while and that they have those teaching tools available to you as well, because when you're a newbie and starting out, it's going to be very helpful to you. There is another book. It is called The Super Affiliate, and I'm going to look that book up again, because a lot of what I learned with blogging, you can learn a lot about setting things up. You know, if you don't know and you're new, you're going to need some help from somewhere. Unless you just know this or you have someone that's been able to do it, or if you want to hire someone to do something like that, you know, if you want to think about what you do on every day, marketing and advertising. Super affiliate, that's it. You can go on Amazon.com and you can do search for affiliate marketing, and you can find some books on what some individuals have done. I know a couple of them, and so when I see content from them, you kind of, you know, you want to look at them. There are some internet forums that have been online for a very long time, and they give a lot of good information about affiliate marketing, but I leave it up to you to search through Amazon.com. But The Super Affiliate, that was a book that I really thought was a good one, and I'm going to try to find that and see if I can get that link posted back up on my blog again, because I know I had it on one of my blogs some years ago, because they've been around for a while as well. The other thing too, the last thing that I wanted to talk about is using HTML to help you with posting in your blog. So what I do when I am doing my draft, either in my email as a, you know, as I'm composing, or either as a blank Word document, I go ahead and I, you know, have my content in there. But I don't like my content just to run all together. So there are particular HTML codes that you can run in your website that will help you kind of make it a little bit more appealing when you look at it. So things are just not running together. You can separate them out. The wonderful thing about Blogger and different areas, you can put like your images and your links, and everything can go onto your blog or onto your website. The website that I like to use is the website that has been around for years. And when I say years, I started doing this back in 2008. And, you know, I needed to look for like HTML, and it would help me, you know, with websites. They're no longer here, like Squiddo. I don't know if anybody, Squiddo, if anybody heard of it before. They used to be a big website, but, you know, they got a lot of complaints for like, you know, spamming or just something happened and the company just went away. And sometimes companies come and, you know, they go for whatever reasons. And so that used to be one, and you could do a lot of wonderful things with coding, and that's how I kind of started wanting to learn about it. But the particular website that I use is called w3schools.com/HTML. And it has all types of tutorials in there that you can look at that can kind of, you can teach yourself. And that's why I love the website. And it has been around, like I said, for, you know, some number of years. So it's not a brand new website that you can look at and kind of help you with posting in your blog. Because remember, you're going to be posting in your blog, and you're going to be looking at the preview first before you actually publish it to for everyone. It's the way you want it to look, you know, it has the images that you want to have on your blog. And just make sure you remember about copyright and all of that wonderful stuff, because images and, you know, material is copyrighted, so you can't copy other people's material. You have to actually, you know, do your content on a daily basis, you know, based on your research and what you found, and make sure you give credit to where the credit goes, to whatever that site is, and so on and so forth. The other last thing that I was going to say is sometimes it's very difficult if you're like on the run and you don't have your laptop or anything like that with you, but if you've got a smartphone, you can also email your blog. So like for Blogger, and I haven't really done this for WordPress, but I'm pretty sure that there is a similar platform where you can actually email, like you can sit there and do an email and send it to your blog email address. And your blog can have an email address if you set it that way in Blogger through Google. You can actually have an email where your posts will go into your blog. And I always set mine to when the email comes in, I don't want it posted to my blog immediately because I might have some typos or things that I need to correct that I might not see at that time. And so what I'll do is I have my blog set to where my emails go in the draft. And that allows me to go back into my blog when I have the opportunity to actually look at that post before I publish it so that, you know, everyone is able to now see it. And so that's a wonderful factor that they have, or tool that they have in Blogger. And I'm pretty sure that they have it in WordPress as well. I just haven't used WordPress for my email. And I very seldom use it in Blogger, but it is available and I do have it set up. And it does require you to remember, you know, what you made email you set up for your particular blog. And so that's a nice thing to do because you can blog it and then you can go back, save it as a draft and go back and review it. If there's anything else you've decided, you may have gotten an idea to put something else in it, then you can go back and you can actually put those items into your blog. And then when you're ready to publish, you're ready to publish. And remember, now you have a copy because you're keeping this running folder of all of your posts with the names and, you know, the dates and everything of when you post it so that you will always have your content. And you can also always export your blog if you want to, so that if your blog were ever to get lost or whatever, you can import and you can export in blog. So when you're doing that, you can bring your material back in case you have to put it on another blog or, you know, have the content that you've put into a blog, you'll have that available to you. So I export mine every so often, so that I have those available to me in case I, you know, lose them or whatever. But you also have your backup because you've got your posts that you're keeping either in your Gmail or wherever you decide on your computer, your hard drive, your thumb drive, something you're carrying around with you. I've had thumb drives for like years as well with a lot of content. And so I keep those also. And so when your computer changes, it doesn't necessarily mean you've lost everything. You've got your hard drives, you've got your backups, you've got, you know, things that you can go ahead and repost if you have to. Hopefully you don't have to do that. And I can't, since I've been doing this, I've never really had to go back and replace any content. But you should be backing your blogs or anything that you're doing, back it up, because it's much better to come back for just a few posts having to repost than having your whole site just gone and not having anything that you can salvage. So once again, this Blog Talk Radio show was about blogging and, you know, the different platforms, Blogger or either WordPress that you can use, how you can monetize your site with either AdSense or affiliate marketing, or just get your ideal across and, you know, and enjoy the beauty of writing, because writing is good and, it helps, you know, for you to learn something. It helps for you to be able to learn something else as well. And so I am Desiree Smith. I hope that you guys will look at my blog, and I will be developing more Blog Talk Radio shows, episode segments, and I hope to have all of you on again. And I will I'm going to start asking for other individuals who have had some knowledge to also be co-hosts on my Blog Talk show, and I've had that in the past with authors who are promoting their books and everything. So I look forward to that. All right. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. And so you guys enjoy, stay safe, and come back and visit us soon.